You are listening to the Advisor Solutions Podcast, episode 99. Welcome to the Advisor Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Finley, president of Advisor Solutions. I'm sure you've heard the old saying, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. But have you ever thought about when that first impression is? Maybe it's before you've ever met that person. In other words, some people might hear about you, read about you, or even be on your website before you've ever even spoken to them. And if that's the case, do you know if you have a good brand? Most likely, you don't. If so, know this. You are not alone. Most financial advisors, insurance agents, wholesalers, branch managers, and even agency managers don't understand the value of their brand. And they don't even know it. And the reason they don't know it is because they've never really viewed the topic of building a brand as something that speaks volumes about their business when they're not around. You see, your brand is not just about having a catchy logo or a clever slogan. It's a journey. It's a journey that involves creating a unique identity, adding meaning into your brand, creating the right emotions, and nurturing long-lasting relationships. So what do? Well, you really have two choices. You can keep doing what you're doing, and you're going to keep getting what you're getting, or you could go from beyond the logo to building a brand. And that's what we're going to talk about today. How to make not only a great first impression when you're not around, but a lasting impression for years to come. The type of impression that lets the world know who you are and what you do. So, if you're ready to understand how to build your brand, then stick around. So why this topic? Why would you want to go beyond the logo to building a brand? Well, think of it this way. If people don't know who you are, what you do, and what makes you unique, then why do they want to work with you? In fact, if you're just like everybody else, then they won't see your value. But what if your target market could identify with your message? Anything that you put out into the world, your website, your videos, or blogs, all have the same message that says, I help people like you, and I can help you too. Wouldn't they start to value you? Wouldn't they start to see your value and see themselves in the challenge and you in the solution to helping them? Now, picture your business being a series of activities that send that type of a message to your target market over and over again. And you have client success stories about real people with real challenges that apply your products and services, which become the solutions that they needed. You would not only have a great message, but you would have the makings of a great brand. And that's why I wanted to do this podcast today, because I want you to understand that if you want to send a message to your current and future clients about what makes you unique, then you need to have the right brand. Otherwise, you're just like everybody else. So what we're going to do today is cover three things. First, going beyond the logo so that you understand the challenges advisors and agents face by not establishing and maintaining a strong brand. Second, the seven steps to building a brand so that you have a process for creating your own brand. And third, mastering your brand message so that you understand what a strong brand message looks like. Now, before we jump into those three things that we're going to talk about in this podcast, I need to ask you a few questions. What would your business be like and your life be like if you knew that you understood how to create a unique message and get it out into the world and have others relate to it? Would you feel energized? Would you feel empowered? Would you like your business more? And would you apply what you learned? If the answer is yes, then let's begin. Going beyond the logo. So you've got a logo. That's a good beginning, but a terrible ending. What I mean is, everybody has a logo. And if you work for a big firm, it's the same logo that everybody else has had for years or even decades. Sure, the logo might create feelings of trust, reliability, or even identity. But if you are one of thousands of advisors or agents that work for that same company, it does little more than tell people who you work for. In other words, it doesn't tell people who you are, what you do, what makes you unique. Now, don't get me wrong, you need a logo. In fact, when I created Advisor Solutions back in 2004, I'm not even sure I created a logo right away. That is, until I created my first website, which, by the way, was terrible, and I did it myself. But eventually, I did create a logo, which, if you haven't seen it, it's a briefcase with a check mark, meaning getting your business in check. And eventually, I created a tagline, helping advisors and agents build a better business, one solution at a time. I'm sure you've heard it on all of these podcasts. The funny thing is, I remember being in the business for over a decade and having only half of that tagline. I was at a coaching summit in a room full of coaches, listening to various speakers, and after the marketing coach finished up, I proudly walked up to her and I asked her what she thought of my then tagline, which then was helping advisors build a better business. She listened and simply replied, "How?" I paused and said, "With solutions. I help them overcome individual challenges with solutions. That's what I do." She looked at me and she said, "Then why don't you say that?" I actually laughed, and together we finished the tagline, one solution at a time. She finished the conversation with, "Now you got a tagline that actually tells people what you do." But a logo and a tagline aren't enough. In fact, you need to go beyond the logo. And if you don't, you'll always have challenges of not having a strong brand. And here's what they are. Let's jump into the top four challenges advisors face when they don't have a good brand. The top four brand challenges advisors face. In the dynamic world of financial services, branding plays a pivotal role in shaping an advisor's success. But despite its importance, a lot of financial advisors and insurance agents have significant challenges when it comes to establishing and maintaining a strong brand. Let's jump into some of the common challenges that advisors and agents face when they don't have a brand. Number one, no clarity. The challenge is really that financial advisors often have a hard time with defining their brand clearly. Without a well-defined brand identity, potential clients become a little confused on what the advisor stands for. Here's the impact. Confusion. Confusion leads to missed opportunities. Prospective clients may hesitate to engage with an advisor whose brand lacks clarity. So what's the solution? Well, the solution, advisors should invest time in introspection. What values, mission, and unique selling propositions define their practice? You see, crafting a concise and compelling brand message is essential. And if you don't have one, they're confused. Number two, no distinctiveness. So the challenge is that the financial advisory landscape is crowded. There's a lot of advisors out there. Advisors struggle to differentiate themselves from competitors a lot of times. And when every financial advisor claims to offer personalized service and financial expertise, standing out can be kind of a challenge. The impact. Well, the impact is without differentiating yourself, advisors fail to attract the right types of clients and retain the right types of clients. See, prospects perceive them as interchangeable. I'll just go find another one. They're all the same. The solution. Well, advisors must identify their unique proposition statement and their unique strengths. Is it specialized knowledge in retirement planning, a niche market focus, or distinct communication style? What is it? Highlighting what makes you unique helps create a memorable brand. Number three, no consistency. See, the challenge is this: maintaining a consistent brand message and visual identity across various channels, such as your website, social media, business cards, and so on. If you don't have that clarity, it's difficult. And inconsistencies? Well, they confuse clients and weaken the brand impact. See, the impact is inconsistencies. They erode trust. Clients wonder if the advisor truly is the person that they want to work with. And do they promise what they're promising in their brand? If it's inconsistent, they don't trust you. The solution: advisors should create a brand guideline or guidelines. These guidelines cover logo usage, color schemes, tone of voice, and content style. Number four, no authenticity. So the challenge with this, crafting an authentic brand is challenging sometimes. Advisors might feel that they've got some pressure to conform to industry norm or project an image that doesn't resonate with their true self. The impact. Well, the impact is inauthentic brands fail to connect with emotion. You see, your brand should connect with them emotionally. Clients seek advisors who align with their values. So the solution? Well, the solution is that advisors should embrace authenticity. Share personal stories, beliefs, and passions about why they're in their business and what they do for their clients. See, authenticity builds trust and attracts clients who appreciate genuine connections. So what does all this have to do with you? Well, advisors, they have to recognize these brand challenges and proactively address them. A clear, distinct, consistent, and authentic brand not only attracts your target market, but it also helps you to form lasting relationships when you convert those prospects into clients. By overcoming these struggles, advisors can actually position themselves for long-term success in an ever-evolving industry. But how do you actually build a brand when you don't know where to start? Well, that is what we're going to talk about next. The 7 steps to building your brand. In the competitive landscape of financial services, personal branding and corporate branding is not a luxury. It's a strategic necessity. A well-crafted personal and business brand can set you apart, attract clients, and elevate your business. Now, if you're working for a large corporation and you're not an independent financial advisor or independent agent, don't worry. You can still build your brand. In fact, some of my best clients work for very large firms, and they've been able to stand out from their peers because they have a great brand. But it's important to note that you need the right steps to create and maintain a strong brand. It doesn't mean that you can't change your target market in the future, or your message, or your logo, or your website, or even your brand colors. Advisors and agents do it all the time. It just means you have to start somewhere if you've never started. Let's explore the essential steps to creating a potential personal and business brand tailored specifically for financial advisors. Now, I'm not excluding insurance agents or wholesalers. These are the same steps. Instead, I'm trying to give you as much direction as I can with the time that I have, so that's why I'm only focusing on one sub-niche of the financial services industry, financial advisors. So let's jump in to the first step. Step 1, defining your ideal persona. So, I've said this for years. In fact, if you've been listening to these podcasts, you probably have heard me say it before. And here's what it is. You can't hit a target that you can't see. In other words, you need to know your target market, which is the ideal client that you want to work with. And that's why it's so important to do the following. First, know your audience. Start by envisioning your ideal client. Create a detailed persona that represents them. Here are a couple of things to consider. Consider their age, their gender, their occupation, their income level, hobbies, and interests. Also, understand their pain points and their aspirations. Because if you know their pain points, you can help them understand what they are. And tailor your brand. You see, your brand should resonate with this persona. Craft your message, visuals, and content to address their specific needs and concerns. Let's take a look at an example so you can fully understand the first step, defining your ideal persona. There are two ways that we can do this. We're going to talk about both. The first way is if you're a rookie advisor, and the second way is if you're a veteran advisor. So the rookie advisor, if I were coaching you right now, and you were a rookie with less than, let's say, 3 or 4 years in the business, you probably have a client base made up of friends and family. A lot of people do. Hopefully, you don't. Instead, hopefully you picked a target market from day one and started calling them. And this reminds me of when I was a rookie. See, when I was a rookie, I was told that my target market were business owners. And I started in the business in 1993 as an RIA, Registered Investment Advisor. And I was hired to prospect for the principal partners. My target market back then were CEOs, CFOs, and comptrollers of mid-sized companies that had a pension or profit-sharing plan. And it wasn't easy, but it forced me to talk to my target market that had access to the company money. So if I were coaching you right now, I would tell you that you need to look for people that have money. And business owners, some business owners, are the perfect target market. It's not easy, but it is doable. Now the veteran advisor. If I were coaching you and you're a veteran advisor, I'm going to ask you a simple question, and here's what it is. Who is your target market? If you don't have the answer, I know what to do. I would have you identify the top 40 biggest clients that you have, that you like, and look at their demographics. We'd look at their age, their gender, their occupation. Are they retired? Are they pre-retirees? What do they look like? This gives you an idea of who you're working with, that you like to work with, and who you want to clone. Let's go to step two. Step two, understanding your unique value proposition. Okay, so this step is all about understanding what you do for your target market. And we do this in two ways. First, to identify your strengths, and second, by communicating your value proposition statement, that is, or what makes you different from the other advisors out there. In other words, how you have helped people just like them to overcome common challenges with your solutions. So let's take a look at each of these. The first one, identifying your strengths. What we need to do is reflect on what sets you apart from everybody else. Is it specialized knowledge? Is it a niche focus or a unique approach? Your unique value proposition should encapsulate why prospects should choose you over other advisors. The second one, communication. Communicating your unique value proposition statement. You see, when you integrate your value proposition into your brand message consistently, you start to tell a message. And the message is, I help people just like you. And this should actually shine through in every interaction. Let me give you an example of what I mean. Let's say we continue with the business owner target market. We know the following. We know the age, the gender, possibly, the size of the business, and how many employees they have. We should know the common challenges and solutions for these types of people. We should have a sub-niche, if possible, such as restaurant owners, manufacturers, professionals, or somebody like that. I've had a few clients focus solely on dentists, even, and they've built incredibly successful businesses. Also, we need to have our branding message. This speaks directly to your target market. And at the end of this podcast, I'll give you an example of a strong branding message. Step 3, building a consistent and professional image. So, at this point, you've got a clear picture of who you are and who your target market is, what their persona looks like, what their challenges are, and the solutions as well. And you're putting it into your message. Now, all we have to do is to get it out into the world. And how do we do that? You make sure two things happen. First, your website is optimized, or website optimization. And second, visual identity. Let's look at the first one, website optimization. Your website is your digital storefront. You have to make sure that you reflect professionalism, credibility, and trustworthiness. And that's why it's so important to make sure you optimize it so that it's not only easy to navigate around, but you can navigate around on your phone. And you might even need some help to create a great website. The second one, visual identity. Use consistent colors, fonts, and imagery across all platforms. A cohesive visual identity reinforces your brand. So this is the step that a lot of advisors and agents miss. But think of your website as a restaurant. If you were a restaurant owner, you'd want to make sure that the restaurant looks exactly the way that you want it to, and the way that your ideal customer would want it to if they came to your restaurant. Let's say you have an authentic Italian restaurant and you serve authentic Italian food. There is no way that your restaurant is going to look like a traditional diner. It's just not going to happen. You should be thinking of your website in the exact same way. It's your storefront. It's really got to appeal to your target market. And since 2004, I've created 3 websites for Advisor Solutions. As of this podcast, I have a podcast page that links up all 99 episodes of the Advisor Solutions podcast. Check out my podcast at www.advisorsolutionsinc.com and click on the podcast button. And I'm absolutely confident that you'll see at least a dozen titles that you'll want to listen to. Let's go to step 4. Step 4, blend personal and professional content. Okay, so this is the step that most advisors and agents don't do. It's blending your personal and professional content together. There are 2 ways. Tell your story and educate and empower your target market. Let's look at each of these. The first way, tell your story. See, when you share personal experiences, they connect with you. Clients connect with real stories. And if you highlight your journey, your challenges, and your triumphs, they're going to see that, and they're going to connect with that. And the second way, educate and empower. Create content that educates and empowers your audience. Offer valuable insights, tips, and actionable advice. I've seen this over and over again. When advisors and agents decide that they're going to incorporate their personal story, they make a better connection. Let's go back to the business owner target market. I had a client who was a former restaurant owner. He became a financial advisor and immediately started prospecting, you guessed it, restaurant owners. I recommended that he add his personal story into his brand, and he did. And that way, when prospects looked at his website, they knew that he could understand them because he was a restaurant owner. Let's go to step 5. Step 5, be authentic and true to yourself. This is another step that most advisors and agents don't think about. They don't understand that the value of being authentic and true to themselves is also something they have to put into their brand. There are 2 ways to do this. By understanding that authenticity matters and avoid imitation. Let's talk about why authenticity matters. Authentic brands, they resonate with people. Be genuine, transparent, and true to your values. See, clients appreciate sincerity. And the other way, avoid imitation. Don't mimic others. See, your brand should reflect your unique personality and your beliefs. And if you mimic someone else and they find it, it's not good. And this reminds me of my 5th year in the business. I've been prospecting business owners from day 1. but I never put an authentic message together and marketed it directly to my target market. That is, until I created what I called my mission statement. You see, I found a template that my company had, and I filled it in. I filled in the information about who I am, my mission statement, my values, my target market, how I help them, my process, and my picture. Then, I started cold calling business owners with a script that I created, and it went like this. Hi, Joe. Hey, this is Dan Finley with AG Edwards & Sons. I work with business owners like yourself, and I'm sending you my mission statement. In the mission statement, it will explain how I help my clients just like you, and if you see any value in anything that I do, would you have, 15 or 20 minutes to get together? Now, a prospect who ran a television station met with me soon after I started this campaign, and the first thing he said was, quote, "The reason I'm meeting with you today is because of your mission statement. You said, strangers become clients and clients become friends," unquote. Then he paused and he looked at me and he said, quote, "I just moved here from Texas to run this television station and I actually need a friend to manage my money," unquote. And he became a client. Let's go to step six. Step six, leverage social media for reach. See, we live in an exciting time right now. Never have we been in a time where you can broadcast your brand to the entire world so easily. I've actually had people in 24 different countries listen to my podcast. In fact, if you're outside of the United States, could you please do me a quick favor and send me an email at dan@advisorsolutionsinc.com just to say hi from Russia, Brazil, Thailand, Senegal, or anywhere else that you're from. Because I want to get to know you. I want to help you in any way that I can. You see, social media leverages your reach, but you need to do two things. First, choose wisely, and second, post consistently. Let's talk about both. The first one, choosing wisely. You see, it's important to select a social media platform that's relevant to your target market audience. LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram are popular choices for financial advisors, but you have to find the one that fits for you. I personally think LinkedIn is probably the best one. Second, consistent posting. You see, it's important to regularly share content, whether it's articles, videos, or anything else that aligns with your brand. Engage your audience. Each week, when I post a podcast on Tuesday morning, my LinkedIn account automatically posts the picture and a blurb about the episode. I've been able to reach 700 people in just a day who click on that posting and read the latest episode. And that's just scratching the surface of leveraging the power of social media. And you can do it too. Let's go to step seven. Step seven, patience and persistence. Okay, I get it. It's tough to be patient and persistent. I know. I've been writing, recording, editing, producing, and marketing these podcasts for over 2 years to create a library of 99 episodes. But I did it. And I reached thousands of people in 24 countries. And you can too. But it takes two things, a long-term perspective, and you have to monitor your progress. Here's what I mean. The long-term perspective. See, building a brand takes time. You got to be patient. And consistently reinforcing your brand message is important. People will find you eventually if you keep putting things out there. And the second, monitor your progress. Track your brand's impact. Adjust strategies if you need to. Each week, I look at the numbers. How many people looked at these podcasts? How many people downloaded them and listened to them? And where are they? Remember, your personal brand isn't just about recognition. It's about trust, credibility, and how you help your target market solve their challenges with your solutions. So, if you follow these seven steps, I promise you, your clients will find you. Mastering your brand message. So I said we covered three things in this podcast. First, going beyond the logo. Check, we did that. Second, the seven steps to building a brand. Check, we did that too. Now what we're going to do is we're going to talk about mastering your brand message so that you understand what a strong brand message looks like or sounds like. I know that we've covered a lot of things in this podcast, and you may want to listen to this podcast over again or email me at dan@advisorsolutionsinc.com to talk about your brand. But I didn't want you to leave today without having the ability to hear what a strong brand message sounds like. You see, when crafting a brand message to your target market, let's say business owners, financial advisors should focus on clarity, differentiating themselves, and relevance. So here's an example of an effective brand message. Let's listen in to hear what it sounds like. Empowering business owners for financial success. As a dedicated financial advisor, I specialize in servicing business owners like yourself. My mission is to provide tailored financial solutions that align with your unique business goals. Here's how I help my clients and how I can help you too. Number one, expertise in business finance. See, I understand the details of managing business finance, from optimizing cash flow to tax planning. I offer strategic guidance that drives growth and stability. Number two, customized strategies for business growth. Your business is not just a balance sheet, it's your passion. And I create personalized business strategies that address your specific challenges and opportunities. Whether it's expansion, succession planning, or risk management, I've got you covered. Number three, navigating complex business transitions. Are you selling your business or thinking about retiring? I guide you through all of these critical moments. My expertise can help you have a smooth transition. Number four, holistic approach to wealth management. See, beyond business finance, I consider your personal wealth in everything I do. Let's integrate your business and your personal financial goals seamlessly. From retirement planning to estate planning, I've got the big picture in mind, and I can help you. Number five, exceptional service. As a business owner, your time is precious. My commitment to you is to be accessible when you need me. Whether it's a market update or a strategic decision, I'm here for you. I provide my clients with exceptional service, and I'll do the same thing for you. Remember, your success is my priority. Let's build a strong financial foundation for your business, one that withstands challenges and provides solutions to help you reach your financial goals. Well, hopefully you took that brand message to heart. If a business owner reads that message on your website or watches you in a series of videos explaining each of the ways that you can help them, each of those ways that I just mentioned, I'm confident that your brand message would resonate with them. Now, I have to admit, building a brand, it can actually be kind of fun. And I really didn't have enough time to cover everything that I wanted to today. But before we go, I want to let you know that my hope is that this helped you. It helped you to understand how important a brand is and how to build a brand, or at least give you an idea of where to start. And if so, I want to help you even more. And here's how. Simply email me, like I said before, at dan@advisorsolutionsinc.com and write, "Let's talk," in the subject line, along with a little bit about yourself. We'll set up a time to talk about you. I'll reply with an email that gives you a few times to set up a free coaching session. Because if you do, I'm confident that you'll be able to get the solutions that you need to go from beyond the logo to building a brand. Well, thank you for listening to this Advisor Solutions podcast. If you liked what you heard, please be sure to subscribe so you can listen each week. Also, check us out on the web at AdvisorSolutionsInc.com. And finally, if you like what you heard and you want to know more about the Advisor Solutions Group Coaching Program or the Advisor Solutions Individual Coaching Programs, please email me at dan@advisorsolutionsinc.com. I would be happy to set up a free coaching session if that's what you'd like. Again, that's dan@advisorsolutionsinc.com. Please join us next week as we help advisors and agents build a better business, one solution at a time. We'll be right back.